Hi, my name is Josh Fagel, and this is the first ever Carlmont Scott Scoop podcast, where I will discuss breaking news and controversies around Carlmont campus. Many teachers at Carlmont have been telling their students that there will be new regulations next school year regarding the use of a seventh period. According to administration, these rules consist of 9th and 10th graders only being allowed to take 7 periods if they are enrolled in PE and either a performing art, ASB, a support class, AVID, Academy, or Yearbook. Students who are deficient in credits toward graduation would also be enrolled in 7 classes if needed. However, Instructional Vice Principal Ralph Crame said that these regulations aren't new.
It's not nothing new that we haven't changed. We haven't changed any policies or done anything new. We're just looking at it. We've noticed that we've had some students that were taking 7 classes that didn't fit into that guideline.
Right.
So what that does is it drives our class size up. We're only funded for each student to have 6 classes, and we have special types of funding or different ways that we can allow students to have 7 classes based on certain criteria. So that's all that it is. It's just re-implementing that.
The stricter enforcement of these guidelines will begin as counselors help students select their classes for next year. Winter formal is approaching and will take place on Saturday, January 25th at the Fox Theater in Redwood City. To learn more about this dance and what goes into planning it, I sat down with junior and school dance supervisor Jen Anthony. How'd you choose this theme for formal?
We brainstormed a bunch of different themes and what we could do for each one involving the decorations and the invites, and we decided that In the Deep Blue was our best option.
Is blue like a pun for the Carlmont blue or no? Did you not think of that?
Totally, it could be.
Are you thinking of that now or do you have that in mind?
Now.
Oh, okay.
But thank you.
Yeah. What goes into making formal?
Lots of things. We have to contact the venue, the DJ, our decorator is a big part of it, finding out how much our tickets are, budgeting, publicity.
What specific decorations will be at this formal?
You'll have to wait and see to find out.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, if I was going to formal, which I am, what should I look forward to the most?
You should look forward to dressing up because that's the best part of formal.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your interview and your time.
You're very welcome.
Feminism is a word packed with mixed connotations. And when a social movement has such mixed connotations, it also provokes mixed reactions from people oblivious to the denotation of the feminist movement. The Carlmont Feminist Club seeks to advance the principles of feminism at Carlmont. I sat down with Senior and Feminist Club President Khalila Kirk to discuss students' perceptions of the Feminist Club and feminism in general. You were telling me the other day that you had some concerns based on people's perceptions of the Feminist Club.
Right. So it came to my attention that the Feminist Club Facebook group is public, and I didn't realize that the posts were showing up in so many people's news feeds, and I think that people were getting confused about what Feminist Club is, what feminism is, because they were looking at all these posts without a basic understanding. So feminism is a movement that supports equal rights between men and women. And everyone has their own definition of feminism, and there are a bunch of ways to be a feminist to support the movement. And part of the Carlmont Feminist Club, we believe that everyone has their own definition of feminism, and we want all those voices represented in the club. So for example, my feminism really focuses on reproductive rights. And when I talk at the meetings, that's what I talk about most often. When I post in the group, I post articles relating to that topic. Other people's feminism, if you look at Miss McKee's post in the Facebook group, she posts a lot about women in other countries. So although I don't know what her definition of feminism, it seems like she has this broad global worldview looking at women in other countries.
But you believe that men and women sometimes get the wrong view of feminism.
Right.
What are these notions that they believe that are fallacious?
Right. So I think because of the media and our families, that there are a lot of notions that feminism is about hating men or about putting power, getting women making women more powerful than men. And that's not what feminism is about. It's really about equality. It's about equality of people of all races and classes and sexual orientations. And so I think maybe if kids who don't know what it is, if they're looking at our posts with that different perspective of, oh, they just hate men, or, oh, they're trying to be more powerful than men, or whatever their notion is, it's really normal as humans to go off of pre-known judgments. I think people are misunderstanding what we're trying to accomplish as a club. So I just wanted to clear that up and make everyone know that your voice, I want your voices heard. I want other perspectives, because we all have different points of view, and sometimes we agree with each other too much. I want other people coming to the club, sharing their voices.
The Feminist Club meets every Monday at lunch in E3. Kirk encourages students to come share their beliefs on feminism, and also invites students to start discussions on the Carlmont Feminist Club page. This is the end of the first ever Carlmont Scott Scoop podcast. Make sure to tune in 2 weeks to hear the breaking news and controversies around Carlmont. And by tune in, I mean click on the link, because no one tunes into anything anymore. My name is Josh Fagel. Go Scots!